Good morning. So nice to be with you all today. May our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ be with you always and grant you all his richest blessings always. As we prepare to enter a new ecclesiastical new year and the beginning of a new school year, on behalf of Father Anthony and myself, I'd like to express our best wishes and continued blessings and all success in the new, in Holy New Year. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, many of us probably make a list of things we have to do so that we will not forget something, and especially on a busy day. If you are like me, you'll go down the list and check off doing an item on that list and feel pretty good. Feel good about accomplishing those items on that list. This is a good thing, but the gospel lesson today also brings to mind the question of how we are to approach our lives as Christians. It's great to make a list and accomplish tasks on that list, but this is not how we approach or live a life as Christians. Our lives as Christians, if we are to participate in the personal life with Christ, must not be reduced to a simple list of tasks. Unfortunately, the rich young ruler who asked Christ what he had to do in order to find eternal life thought that his relationship with God was the accomplishment of a list of items. He told our Lord that he had checked off the requirements our Lord had given him. But the question then arose as to what else he would need to do. My dear family in Christ, he asked a very great and crucially important question that we ourselves can raise, a question that we may look to ask that will give us an answer to what will give us lasting peace and happiness. Are we true followers of Jesus Christ? This question, when asked, will generally give a wide variety of answers. We may think that it is synonymous with believing in God, attending church, participating in the sacraments of the church, giving to good causes, living a good life, obeying the Old Testament commandments. But does this list of items really answer the question? We all practice these activities as Christians, but does this make us a true follower of Jesus Christ? This is the answer our Lord gives today in the gospel lesson. What is dear to our hearts must be our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, and not just a list of items. We can check off that list. We are given an example of how we are to follow Christ. And another lesson from the Gospel of Matthew, when Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee and called Simon Peter and Andrew to leave their occupation as fishermen and to follow him. Their response demonstrates what following Jesus involves. They immediately left their nets and followed him. This is the response we should give. We need to make a life commitment and not merely check off a religious activity. We need to put Christ in our hearts and surrender our lives to him, to walk in his ways and to follow in his example. Being a Christian is not just becoming better or improving ourselves. It's an entirely new way of life, a life in Christ. Some other characteristics that characterize us as followers of Jesus Christ are prayer, listening, belief, obedience, love, sharing, service, and suffering. If we follow Jesus, we will be a person of prayer. Prayer should become a priority and make it a daily habit to have quiet time alone with God. Starting and finishing each day in prayer makes for a good way in assurance we are walking in Christ's footsteps. As I mentioned, many of us may begin our day by making our lists of things to accomplish each day and fulfilling our responsibilities. It's important and essential to spend time thinking and listening with our God as well, asking Him to guide us, to protect us, to be obedient to Him, and sensitive to the needs of others around us. We must believe in Christ and continue to live by our faith as we follow Him. This will help us to walk in His ways and not have self-centered lives. Following Christ also requires obedience. And when this is a desire of our hearts, we will recognize that this is the source of every good thing. We can't follow Christ without love in our hearts. And our hearts cannot be divided. The love we have for Christ involves our entire being. We cannot live with only half our heart with God and the other half with the love of possessions, money, status, and other things of this world. Our wholehearted love for God affects what we think and do and where we go. This also includes sharing His love with others. Bring our Lord to the others in love for Him by serving, helping, caring, encouraging, giving, and teaching. As we all know, as followers of Christ, we can also expect suffering, not only in our own lives, but in others as well. So our love for each other will help us through these difficult times. These are all essential characteristics of our life in Christ and following Him. We can't pick and choose, but pursue all of them, and they should all become important parts of our lives. So maybe another final question we can ask ourselves is, am I properly disposing of the gift of life? In our hearts, the place of desire and longing, the place of will and focus is our highest treasure, the Lord Himself. Let us be willing to part with anything that might keep us from seeking true joy and eternal salvation with Christ. Amen.